I've seen some videos of the eye wall penetrations, and that seems a little bit exciting.
Well, eye wall penetrations are, that's a different ballgame. Flying hurricanes is a different ballgame. Flying hurricanes, flying tornadoes, which we do, they can get a little, you know, interesting. And I've been in some good ones. Certainly Hugo comes to mind. I'm sure, I don't know whether you've heard about the Hugo incident. We were the first aircraft in Hugo, flying at 1,500 feet, the plane I was in. The only reason I was there is that, and I was the project manager, the only reason I was there is we had a reporter from the Barbados newspaper, trying to remember the name of the newspaper. And so somebody needed to sort of shepherd her around and tell her what was going on. So I was with her, and I was showing her around, telling her what we did on the airplane. The pilot finally says, we're going to make our penetration now, so take your seats. I sat down, and I looked at the radar, and I said, oh, my goodness, knew that we shouldn't be penetrating this thing at 1,500 feet, but we did, we're here to talk about it, but barely. It was supposedly a Category 2 storm, and it was a Category 5. I mean, we had 189 knots of wind in the eye wall, and we lost an engine in the middle of the eye wall. There's extreme turbulence. It was not a pretty sight. Got into the eye, and we were going down, not up. I think we ended up about 750 feet above the surface. And before they recovered, and then once they recovered, they were able to climb in the eye and get up to a safer altitude and get out and get back to Barbados. But it was one of those, one of my nine lives that, I say I have nine lives, that was one of my nine lives. Sure, guys get paid a paltry hazard duty fee for flying hurricanes, but the planes are certainly up to it. The crew is more than capable. So I would never, ever be afraid to get on the airplane and fly into a hurricane. I just wouldn't. I mean, the Category 5, Category 5s often are not as rough as Category 1s and 2s that are rapidly intensifying. So it's, I guess you use an element of danger, but it's not dangerous to the point where people are going to worry about not coming back from the next flight. Why is it important? Extremely important. It's important to forecasting. It's important to improving the forecast. We're research guys over here, and we're developing the tools to help the Weather Service improve track and intensity forecasts. We've developed the tail doppler radar to a high standard now. It's being used real time in modeling, in the forecast models. The jet flies around the storm, drops the sons, which are all assimilated into the models, which have proved to improve the track forecast. So we're really providing data that helps to improve all the forecasts, which in turn provides the public with much better information. They used to say, maybe they still say, it costs $1 million a mile to prepare the coastline for a hurricane, just preparation. And if you can reduce that by improving the track forecast, cut down your zone of warnings, you've saved a lot of money. People want to know three things. They want to know, when is it going to come? Where is it going to go? and how strong is it going to be when it gets there? Well, you know, when is it going to come? That's a crapshoot. That's climate. That's, you know, it's going to come sometime, but we don't know when. Where is it going to go? We got a pretty good handle on it now. Where is it going to go? How strong is it going to be when it gets there? We're improving that all the time. We got two P3s now. Next year they'll be both up and running. We had the wings replaced on both of them. So we got two strong airplanes. We got a lot of new instrumentation. And we really are looking forward to the next season. I think it's going to be gangbusters.